There is another app which has been developed in particular for the hilly terrains of Himachal Pradesh, known as HP Soil Testing Lab app. This app has been developed by CDAC Mumbai for Agricultural Department of Himachal Pradesh. With the help of this app, farmers can submit the soil health samples of their land to the concerned soil health testing lab of their district or block. Then we have the intelligent advisory system for farmers. This is developed by CDAC Mumbai. Here the farmers can get different farming season details, month-based, atmospheric and ideal conditions for variety of crops. We also have the Crop Info. This app has been developed by Nirantara Livelihood Resources, which is a private limited company of Bangalore. The Crop Info app provides production technology and commercially important horticultural and agricultural crops on your smartphone. This Crop Info, it provides the production aspects, post-harvest technology, processing possibilities and the market information. Crop Info is an app specially defined and developed for students and faculty of agricultural and horticultural universities and subject matter specialists, along with other extension officers and agriculture and horticulture department officials, as well as for the private sector professionals who can use this to help out, and even for the farmers who are being helped by this app and anyone interested in cultivation of these crops. Now talking about few very specific app developed in particular for few very specific pest intensity with high pest intensity crops. For example, PMIS, which is the brinjal and tomato PMIS. The brinjal and tomato are some of the most important vegetable crops which are affected by many pests and significant damage is caused to them. The pest intensity in these crops is very high unless monitored, and in spite of regular spraying of insecticides, this pest causes about 30 to 40% of significant yield losses. To mitigate the losses due to pest, a huge quantity of pesticide is used by the farmers in brinjal as well as in tomato crops. This leads the farmers to not only lose a lot on the input cost, but also they go through a lot of damage of productivity and they end up with lower productivity of both the crops. Best alternate to chemical based pest control is integrated pest management, popularly known as IPM technologies. IPM combines several ecological safer pest control methodologies together, which helps in reduction of pesticide usage and thus saves the environment as well as the human expenditure, and even safeguard the humans or applicator against any kind of unsafe application. So the appropriate use of information, communication and technologies in classrooms fosters critical, integrative and contextual teaching and learning. It develops the information literacy, the ability to locate, evaluate and use the information in the apt possible manner. Thus, it improves the overall efficiency of the delivery of education in schools and other educational management institutions at national, state or provincial, and even at the community level. The use of information, communication and technology in education aims to improve the quality of teaching and learning as well as democratize the access to education. Education can be digitized in rural areas by providing multimedia teaching tools to teachers and engaging the students through learning methodologies that utilizes digital tools such as smart boards, LCD screens, videos, etc. to teach them different concepts. By making it possible for one teacher to deliver information remotely across several locations, interactive digital media will also play a very vital tool here in the methodology, and the shortage of teachers which we are currently facing across all different states and universities can be looked into, and this is one way of solving that problem to a great extent. So now friends, we need to talk about the necessary infrastructural support that is needed in schools, and the center as well as all state government are making concerted efforts in this directions. Under eKranti, one of the major pillars of Digital India, the Government of India has collaborated with various telecom service providers to empower the remote areas of the country with basic infrastructural setup for internet services. In the Union Budget for 2018-19, the Government of India has focused towards improving the quality of education by integrating technology. The role of NGOs in spreading the digital education in the rural hinterland across Indian villages is very noteworthy. For instance, the Pratham, which is an NGO in partnership with Vodafone Foundation of India, has started the digital classroom initiative called Learn Out of the Box. This is to enhance the teaching and learning in low-income schools using technology as a primary teaching tool. We have the eVidyalok. This is a not-for-profit that aims to improve the quality of education in remote regions of India through digital classrooms. While NGOs are making their best efforts alongside the government in the field of digital education in rural India, the next logical leap would be to bring the resources of both entities together and implement these initiatives on a large scale to maximize the best impact on the rural masses. Talking about ICT for the economic development, we have information and communication technology, which plays a very vital role in connecting the rural community to outside world for exchange of information, a basic necessity for economic development. Effective use of ICT can demolish the geographical boundaries and can make it seamless across all states, districts and villages. And this can bring in the rural communities very closer and in continuous interaction with each other. Even they can reach out to their global counterparts in other parts of the country or different states or even outside India, where then not only mutually learn, but also they even help others to learn from their best practices, what they have been performing in silos. And this will give a very meaningful help to the underprivileged. Talking about the employment opportunities that ICT can generate, we have a lot of hopes from this information communication and technology pillar, because poor people in rural localities have lack of opportunities for employment because they often do not have access to information about them. So many people, they miss the deadlines of applying in various employment opportunities. Even they do not have proper access or information to qualify for various parameters. One use of ICT is to provide online services for job placement through electronic labor exchanges in public employment service or other placement agencies. Coming to the role of information communication and technology in the healthcare, we have healthcare, which is one of the most promising areas for poverty alleviation. ICTs are being used in India to facilitate the remote consultation, diagnosis and treatment. Just imagine a condition in which the rural masses do not have proper access to the best of healthcare availability because they are not present in their nearest proximity. They have to go or travel, which incur a lot of cost when they have to reach out to those best available healthcare facility which may be existing in any other part of the country. So to minimize this disadvantage, ICT has been used in India to facilitate the remote consultation, diagnosis and treatment. Delivering the healthcare with information communication and technology, it enables the healthcare professionals and institutions to address the critical medical needs of rural communities, especially those in remote locations and those that lack qualified medical personnel and services. This not only gives them access to the best possible healthcare or the healthcare professional who is available in some other part of the country, but it also saves them from spending out a lot of money which they have to burn while they have to travel to them. Even it also saves time in case of emergency where they cannot travel many kilometers or even sometimes thousands of kilometers they have to travel to get the best facility of healthcare available. Coming to the use of information communication and technology tools, the use of ICT tools helps in strengthening the social network, empowerment and participation, as well as fostering the productivity processes at the local level through the provision of employment and skills, as well as it supports the services for micro enterprises activity that happens in the rural areas. In rural communities of developing countries, we also have the limited capabilities and resources to respond to the effects of extreme natural calamity or hazards like droughts, even landslides, floods, and to the impact these events on local social systems, example the health, infrastructure, transportation and migration, etc. Here ITC tools, the potential of telecenters for disaster preparedness and response are emerging as an area of increasing interest as it saves millions of people from getting devastated. Talking about the communication part, the mobile phone communication in rural areas has increased the quality of life in a variety of ways. In the recent past, rural teledensity has peaked at 51.75%, such as rural teledensity amounts to about 2.5 connections per household at an average of 5 persons per household. This is much more than the amount of televisions that a household has in a rural area. Talking about the applications of cloud computing in rural India, the cloud is something which allows the information technology to be infused into smallest hamlet of India and makes access to information available to the poorest of the poor to give them a better life by empowering them with knowledge derived through the laptop or mobile phone connected to the cloud. Application of cloud computing in rural India, if we talk about it, makes the following services affordable and accessible at a very low cost, particularly the banking or the finance services, even the insurance services. Talking about the e-learning or any kind of education that is well available through this cloud computing, we can also refer to the telemedicines which have an access through this, and even people participating well in the stock exchanges and other commodity exchanges and earning a lot. We are talking about the KYC and credit bureaus, which has become quite convenient and easy for people to access. And Indian agricultural information, which is at the fingertip of people who want to actually progress by knowing all the information right beforehand. And we also can link this to the citizen interface portals, which will have complete accessibility at one convenience. So friends, now we are going to talk about few concepts of implementing of cloud computing, specifically pertaining to the Indian agriculture sector. When you talk about the cloud agro system, this system will have online service facilities available to all the users from any part of the country at any time. The agro system may have the following services. It gives the demand supply. It talks about the communication part, about the communication devices, about the e-knowledge sharing, and then finally the conducting of research. Talking about the e-data bank, it is a central data bank and it can be used to store all the agriculture related information in a centralized cloud, which will be available to all the users at any time from anywhere, and they can access it quite easily. The e-data bank includes the following databases. It has the crop related information, it has the weather information, it has the soil information, it has the growth progress monitoring, and also the farmer data and the expert consultation. So all this entire gamut of activities are at one place collected for the e-data bank. Following are the main advantages of using the suggested model. We have the advantage of the data management, we have the data readiness available, the local and global communication becomes much more convenient and at ease, and the global urban migration. We have the motivation as well as security and reduction of technical issues which people encounter more often, and overall economy also has a great advantage. Talking about the advantages of cloud computing for rural India in particular, we have the low startup cost, which makes the cloud computing especially attractive for people entering into this kind of domain for rural India. The ease of management, no concerns about procuring licenses or for that matter power and air conditioning to run the data centers or purchasing additional hardware. So it is totally kind of hassle free where there is least of documentation or any kind of hardware required to start the business. The scalability makes rapid rural penetration a reality. No one easily expand the number of users and locations at a modest cost. Devices and location independence. The way you access a cloud could be at your desktop, it could be from someone else's computer, it could be even from a smartphone, it could be a solar powered touchpad also. Lastly, the BSNL broadband project for rural India provides the data connectivity which will be the game changer for days to come. So friends, while concluding this chapter, let me re-emphasize on the few points what we discussed during this chapter about information communication and technologies. The information communication technology is why it is so vital for the rural India in particular, and what are the challenges that we have been facing without the access to it, and with access how much easier it has made our lives. That is what we discussed in the earlier part of this presentation. During the latter part, we also discussed about the role of ICT, how ICT is helping out in various aspects of healthcare, education, in generating employment and various other economic aspects where actually it is enriching the farmers in the and other people in the rural areas. We also discussed about numerous apps and other softwares that have been developed to help out not just the farming community, even the livestock and animal husbandry, as well as poultry, and even the improving the education in the rural areas. So these apps has been developed by a lot of government institutes, lot of state government institute and central government, lot of bodies and associations, and even the private players, which are more and more increasing their number of apps accessible to the rural areas to increase their business. So after this, we also discussed about the concept of implementing ICT and even about the cloud computing, how it is done and what are the benefits of it, and what are the major advantages that the rural community is deriving out of this implementation of cloud computing. So with this, I end this chapter. Thank you very much.